steering committee for this issue. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on here?
Yes, sir. It's been very exciting to be on the steering committee and help with this program. I know that all the kids should be very excited for this ag program and the community. It's going to be something that's very great for the community. We haven't traditionally had an ag program, and something new and something, as Travis said, is very exciting. So I think everybody's pumped up, and we're glad to have Marty on board.
And Marty, this is a brand new program. Of course, with the bond issue, should it pass, and it looks, well, pretty promising. The addition of ag, and that is something I thought was long overdue here in this area, and especially for our schools. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're bringing to the table?
Yes, sir. Well, thanks to a fantastic committee that has worked tirelessly to build this program into what it is today, we'll be one of the last 6A school districts that have an ag program. So we are excited about the opportunities that an ag program brings to the table for our students. For many of those, it'll be kind of a niche. Maybe they haven't found their place anywhere else, and they're going to find it right here in our brand new ag program. So grateful and thankful for those that were on the steering committee to kind of help put this together. And excited about the bond issue, as we're talking about that this morning. Great opportunity for us to put some facilities behind our program, and that's going to be extremely important as we move forward, to really have a facility where students can have some hands-on experiences. This isn't an animal barn, but it is going to have some classroom and some shop additions that will allow students to have hands-on experiences for them to learn and to grow within the field and the industry of agriculture.
Well, you know, agriculture, of course, is one of our biggest industries here in the United States. But the style of learning, hands-on, you mentioned that several times. Some people can learn by simply visualizing. Some people can learn through auditory. But so many more people learn with actually putting their hands on the subject matter and really getting a up-close and personal feel for the subject matter.
Absolutely. So one of our, we have a three-circle model in agricultural education, and one of those is considered the supervised agricultural experience, or we in the ag world just shorten it and call it the SAE. The SAE is exactly that. It's a hands-on learning environment where students outside of the classroom will apply the skills that they've learned within the classroom into some type of project that that they are in charge of. We're keeping records on that. We're identifying journal entries and maybe financial entries that students will all compile together. And that information can be used for award applications. And students can walk away from our ag program with some scholarships through the ag program for them to go on and pursue higher education, whether it be through our other career tech systems, our VOTECs, as well as higher education colleges, universities, those types of things.
All right. This sounds pretty exciting. We're going to get back to more on the ag program here in just a little bit. We are talking with Marty Jones and also with Matt Hancock and Trevor Dorsey. Trevor, I want to kind of get into the politics. This is an election that has the bond issue on it, and it's actually two things. One is specifically for, you know, needs, and the other one, I believe, has to do with transportation. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
And so when this comes about, and when is the election day?
It's going to be August 13th.
Coming up, well, that's coming up pretty fast. The word needs to get out what this is going to entail. Now, I understand that safety is another thing that's going to be a part of it as well. And when it comes to our children's safety, I think that's paramount.
You bet. And you should start seeing some more signs and T-shirts and a lot of Facebook stuff on the election coming up. I think all that's going to be rolling out pretty heavy this week, right, Matt? I think.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we can encourage everybody to go to bruinbond.com, and you can get detailed look at what the bond entails, all of the various facets of the bond.
Mm-hmm.
And as Trevor said, we are right in the middle of kickoff and making sure that we are publicizing what we can about the school bond. Yes, sir.
Now, some other things that come to play in this would be something that might be a little bit more in your domain, Matt. I understand that we have a press box at the football field that's been around since the mid-1950s.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know,
that's a testament to some good engineering to begin with, but I think we might need a facelift.
That's right. And there was a story yesterday in the Examiner, in our local paper, that kind of covered the history of the press box and mm-hmm. and the need for that to be updated. It's critical at this point. as a 6A school, with the amount of visiting coaching staff we have, and as well as media and students who are in this facility, the safety of this facility has become critical. Mm-hmm. And you can see a little bit, we have a great community who has basically pledged a third of the cost of that. So mm-hmm. the bond issue would cover what's remaining of that. And it's critical at this point. When you have large coaching staffs in a cramped in environment that is not updated, it's time.
We're talking with Matt Hancock, Trevor Dorsey, and Marty Jones, and we're talking about the school bond issue, the election coming up for that really, really soon. Trevor, how much is this going to cost us?
Well,
I think the answer was nothing.
Well, true. I mean, you got the bond issue, yeah. And we're extending, to my understanding, some existing bond that that's been out there. I think is no increase in the bond, and as Matt said, that press box. I think what a lot of people in the community don't realize is the things that we can't do mm-hmm. at our schools. I know, like track meets and band concerts right. and different things that we're not able to do because of the facilities. This will allow so much more availability for that stadium and things that we can do as a school district.
And when you send out that invitation to the people to come visit Bartlesville, you know, the local economy benefits from that, whether it's one single track meet or if it's a band contest, folks are going to fuel up their vehicles, they're going to grab something to eat. So, you know, there's going to be some money spread around as a added benefit from maybe this investment. Another thing that I was kind of curious about on this issue, and I'm going to go to Marty on this. Marty, with the ag program that is being presented, we mentioned a little bit about livestock, but are we going to go the full range here with ag? Are we going to widen the scope? Is it going to be a little bit more than just livestock? Are we looking at horticulture? Are we looking at a variety?
Absolutely. Any good ag program is going to have a lot of variety, and really it's based off what student needs and student wants are. You know, our ag program, we're focused on what students want to learn and what they want, the skills that they want to develop. And so, absolutely. As far as the bond goes, we're not necessarily looking at any livestock facilities. This is all classroom facilities. This is going to be the hands-on environment for students. But for the ag program as a whole, absolutely. As I mentioned before, any good ag program is going to make sure that we're meeting the needs of all of our students, regardless of their desires that they have within agriculture.
Okay, very, very good. Trevor, this program is something that has been long overdue. We said that out there in the green room, I guess is what we call it. And we were kind of thinking to ourselves a little bit, you know, how wonderful this is. This affects the kids all the way down to the junior high levels, right?
Oh, you bet. You know, it's not just the senior high kids that's going to be able to take advantage of this. We were talking about the middle schools, Madison mm-hmm. and Central, and a lot of those kids are very excited. They're going to have opportunities to learn and grow in this program. And not only get the book sense in the classroom studies, but as Marty said, hands-on. And so it's really exciting. I think a lot of these kids, you know, and there's so many programs in schools, and this is just another one that can help those kids that have that niche or need that niche for something that they can grow and continue on in. And this is going to be one of those things, and we're excited.
Now, Matt, you're the assistant athletic director. Assistant Director of Athletics and Activities. Now, we've already covered the press box, but there are a lot of other student activities that could be affected positively by this bond issue, I'm guessing, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can go through every – activities is not just athletics.
You know, oh, no, it's more than that.
Everything, yeah. You know, from band, choir, orchestra on. I mean, you're looking at the replacement of the pit, building a new pit area for choir or for orchestra in the orchestra area mm-hmm. that has been there for a long time. And, you know, when you have something that you have to take apart that takes all day and several maintenance people, every time you have to take that apart, it takes all day and you put it back together. It's not quite the same. Mm-hmm. So even just replacing that with something mechanical and something that's a little bit more safe will save a lot of manpower and provide a better experience for our kids as well. So we have that. We have replacement of curtains on stage areas. We just have a wide array. And again, I would encourage our community heavily to visit broombond.com, and you can see the layout of the entire bond there.
And it is right there. It's fully transparent. I visited that you know, earlier this morning, and yeah. also last week when I talked with Superintendent McCauley. This really does paint a picture here that investing in your school through this bond issue and not by raising taxes is probably a pretty good way to go and probably the best way to go.
Oh, yes, sir. And I think hopefully we can get the get all the information out in the community so that they can understand where these funds are going and how they're going to benefit our kids. And we need to continue the bond issue because technology is always changing, and we're going to have to continue to have those funds available for transportation and technology and upgrade facilities as we go along. And so I hope that everyone will go out and visit the website or will be paying attention in the paper and seeing some of the advertisements and things that are going around in the next week or two and really get in and support.
All right, very good. I'm going to go back to Marty here. Marty, I understand that you're at a conference this morning, and we might be keeping you a little bit, but tell us where you are and what you're doing.
Perfect. So as part of my ag teacher duties, we have an opportunity over the course of the summer. It is a full-time job. As an ag teacher, we're on a 12-month contract, and that includes interacting with students throughout the year. So I've participated in a leadership conference the last few years. So I'm here with involved with agricultural students from all across the state, and we are hoping to develop some leadership skills for them that they can go back to their communities and to make a difference. And so a lot of what we are trying to, the culture that we're trying to create in Bartlesville is the same things that we are having the opportunity to interact with students here, trying to build a culture where it is inviting and to try to meet the needs in whatever community we come from. So as we're talking about Bartlesville here and the bond issue, this is really about some needs that we're trying to make sure that we fulfill. And we really feel like this ag program is going to be able to meet those needs in our community of Bartlesville and serve an area of students that maybe we've missed out on in the past. And so we are very excited about this ag program, and a lot of what I'm doing this week is right there in conjunction with trying to build an ag program here in Bartlesville.
Very good. Matt, did you want to buttress on to that?
Yeah, and like Marty said, building the culture requires a vision, and our vision is for this program to not just come in and to just exist. Our vision for this ag program is to be the best in the state of Oklahoma. And to do so is going to require that our students have opportunities that other students have and that other students don't have because it's not available to them. And that's what's so important about the ag facility in this bond issue is it's going to give students hand-on opportunities to do things technology-wise. That is today's world of agricultural education. Oh, yes. Because, I mean, it's not the same as it was. You know, the FFA and agricultural education is not the same as it was when the New Deal was created and all these schools started coming out with FFA programs. The availability of technology today to students in the agricultural education and what is available to them is astronomical compared to what it was in the past. Even when I was in school in 1999, when I graduated high school, which is, I know, younger than some of us, but still the things that we're able to do now and the advances in technology and agricultural education is amazing. And this facility is going to hopefully provide that opportunity for students to do hands-on lab work. There'll be, of course, one-on-one like the rest of our district. And that's one thing is our district has done such a great job with what we have in past bonds and using, you know, we've become almost a one-to-one district nearly, and we are getting there, and we'll be there very soon just from previous bond issues and Chromebook and the rollouts that we've had there. These students will have the opportunity to go sit in an agricultural education class that's one-on-one and be able to look at and learn from the technological advances that we've come through here. It's just really exciting, and Marty has done a great job so far.
I want to get back to Trevor. This had to be kind of an easy cause for you. I mean, you take a look at what's being put in and what's going to come out. It seems like a pretty straightforward proposition.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, being with Regent Bank, we're an ag bank, and so we support producers, you know, not only in Washington County, Nowata, Osage, all over the state of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And so this is a big deal for this community and also for the city. You know, we need to teach these younger kids to be leaders in the agricultural community as we come along. We're not going to be here forever, so we got to continue to bring these kids up in the ag world, and they can be our future leaders.
And I heard Marty echo that. He said, teach. And amen to that, right?
Absolutely.
This has been an enlightening conversation here for folks who thought, okay, a bond issue for the school. All right. What is it? Okay. And then now I think folks are really starting to see how this is going to unfold. It's more than just upgrading a press box. It's more than just a building. It's more than just a little bit of maintenance or improving the transportation and also the safety of the kids. But it's bringing our kids all the way around, not only from the agriculture education that's going to be provided through this, but through the Chromebooks, as you stated too, and also with the security and transportation. We're going to be at par with some of the best schools, not only in Oklahoma, but some of the better schools in the United States of America. And we need to be at this pace if our kids are going to be able to compete in what my old man used to say, the real world, son, because the real world changes quickly. And I think we have to be on top of it. And this looks like it might be in that direction.
Yeah, absolutely. We have come a long way here just in the last 3 or 4 years in Bartlesville. And our students are having more opportunity than they had just when I first came here 10 years ago, mm-hmm. just because of the advances we've made through previous bond issues and what our wonderful community's done. And speaking of wonderful community, this ag program has brought up what I see the best in some of our businesses and some of our community leaders. Regent Bank, you know, stepped up big time. We now have a trailer. So, you know, I mean, it's amazing what our community is doing for mm-hmm. us at the school district, and we're just really appreciative and really excited about the possibility in this bond issue.
Now, Trevor, your role with Regents Bank in this has to be rather significant. You're seeing the future. I mean, the bank is seeing the future of this. This is something that is going to be good not only for the community but beyond the community.
Well, you bet. We support several ag initiatives and directors and schools in this area, and this is huge for Bartlesville. The size of the school, the kids are going to have the opportunity, you know. And we talk about education, and I can't steal Mr. McCauley's thunder because he knows all the he knows all the statistics in and out.
Oh yeah,
but I know statistically Bartlesville schools is tops.
Oh yeah,
and we want to keep it that way. And so in order to do that, we've got to continue to you know, renew these bonds and keep these monies available for technology, security, transportation, and we got to keep our school district up there at the top. And so this money will help, obviously, in bringing this program on. Is just going to be one more feather in our cap.
And what is the date for the elections?
It is August the 13th, and I'm not sure what day that is, but August 13th. Tuesday, yeah. Tuesday, August 13th. And, you know, if you haven't got your tickets yet to the State of the Schools address, I believe it's August 7th, and you'll get to hear Mr. McCauley and maybe Matt and some other people talk about the schools and the programs that are going on and statistically how we fare versus other schools in the state. And it's always great to hear them talk about how wonderful the school is doing. And so if you don't have your tickets for that, if there's still some available, you ought to get out there and try to get them, because it's always a good event and it supports the school as well.
It does. And you can get them at bpsfoundation.org, $30 a piece, and you got to get them by the 25th. Right off the top of my head.
There you go.
Marty, I appreciate the energy and the enthusiasm you're bringing to this.
You bet. Well, we are looking forward to a fantastic year. Had an opportunity to visit with a few students earlier. 2 weeks ago, I guess, and took a couple of students to a leadership camp, and we are already getting the ball rolling on this ag program and excited and grateful for the community support that has already come about, and this bond issue is just another one of those great ways that the community will be able to support this ag program as we really put it in the right direction, as we are building a culture for hands-on learning, a hands-on environment where students can engage in agriculture in ways that they've never been able to before. So we are excited for the future and excited for what this bond means for this ag program, but more especially what the ag program means for this community.
All righty. And Matt, again, that website where people can get some education all on their own.
Yeah, you can just go to broombond.com. I think Marty and Trevor and I think we're ready to see those blue and gold jackets walking down the streets.
That'd be pretty cool.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much for being a part of the program today. Community Connection brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And thank you once again for being on K1.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Now time for a look at the news right here on K1. Looks like we're going to have to miss that and go on right here on K1. It is 8:55.
Candidates to hire can be like, it's that well, time of trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Come on, get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polident!
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
My grandson Riley was so excited to go to the Rainforest Cafe and see all the sights and sounds and the animals until the gorilla came to life. His eyes got wide, and in a look of terror, he repeated one word, home, home, home. Take a minute to consider. Jesus said in John 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you." When we are fearful and terrified with all the sights and sounds and bad news, let's remember the words of Jesus. I am preparing a home for you and am coming back soon.
Congratulations to Spectrum Paint for being selected as our business of the day. Today, the staff at Spectrum Paint will enjoy a dozen donuts from Sal's Daylight Donuts, located across the street from Homeland on Frank Phillips. How do you get to be business of the day? Just nominate your business to your Bartlesville radio station sales representative. Then, listen to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM, Monday through Friday as we announce the winner. Keep up the good work from your friends at Bartlesville Radio.
It's time now for The Overcomers, brought to you by Brian Little Haley and Kent CPAs.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Hussein was only 9 years old when he proudly wore his cross pendant to his school in Turkey. As he continued to proclaim his faith, the opposition against Hussein's faith grew stronger, and even his teacher, an Islamic leader, began to beat him with a wooden rod. After 3 weeks of beatings, Hussein had a seizure, and his parents transferred him to another school. Still, at 11 years old, he suffers persecution as a Christian. But Hussein says, it's okay to suffer for Christ, and we should be happy to suffer for him. The Lord is with me. Let us not forget the children who also stand courageously for Christ.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
And The Overcomers brought to you by Brian Little Haley and Kent CPAs.
After last night's rowdy storms, we're anticipating improving conditions today. Much drier air will be arriving from the Missouri Valley, and this sets up a beautiful work week ahead of southern Kansas and far northern Oklahoma. High temperatures this afternoon, 10 degrees below the seasonal average. We'll look for highs between 82 and 84, and a north breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow morning, near 60, a high tomorrow of 84 with sunshine. Wednesday morning, upper 50s. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
When skies become threatening and severe weather strikes, K1 provides complete coverage. Bartlesville Radio gives up-to-the-minute weather conditions using color radar reports and live on-the-scene reports from the Washington County Emergency Management Team. Our trained weather spotters and meteorologists on KOTV, the news on Channel 6, dedicated to keeping you and your family safe, keep a battery-operated radio close at hand. And when severe weather hits our area, go to a safe place and tune into K1 1400 and FM 93.3 for all the details. Severe weather coverage is brought to you by Tate Boys Tire, Bartlesville Collision Center, Paul's Wrecker Service, Jericho Tile and Carpet, ConocoPhillips, United Rental, Green Country Restoration, Phillips 66, Randy Lawrence Lawn Care and Maintenance Service, Lucas Metalworks, Stump Funeral Home, and A-Best Roofing. Your safety is our top concern. Count on K1 for the area's most complete weather coverage.
Before you ride the waves, make sure your boat is properly insured at Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by MassMutual.
I'm Gary Nunn. Iran's claims of capturing CIA spies are being refuted by President Trump.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. The president rejects Iran's claim, calling it totally false. Zero truth, he tweets, just more lies and propaganda, like their shot down drone. Last week, Iran claimed the U.S. didn't take down a drone that flew too close to the amphibious ship USS Boxer. As tensions between Iran and the West ramp up with the U.S. pullout of the 2015 nuclear deal, Secretary of State Pompeo accuses Iran of a long history of lying.
Britain is pondering how to respond to Iran's seizure of one of its oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz.
This morning, Prime Minister Theresa May is considering retaliation, including freezing Iranian assets. The seizure of the Stena Impero comes just 2 weeks after the UK's Royal Marines helped seize an Iranian tanker off the coast of Gibraltar. It's believed the vessel was carrying oil to Syria in breach of EU sanctions.
CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab in the UAE. Diplomats say that the crew remains aboard ship and is in good health. From horrific heat to high water, a storm front is moving eastward from the Midwest.
We're expecting pretty widespread thunderstorms anywhere from kind of the mid-Mississippi Valley up the Ohio River Valley into the mid-Atlantic and parts of the Northeast today.
Meteorologist Alex Lamers, floodwaters are swamping parts of the St. Louis area.
It was above my knee, so I got up, I climbed out my window, and I just made it outside. And my car floated across the street.
Sections of the Deep South also are on flood watch. Hundreds of thousands demonstrating in Puerto Rico today. Protesters demonstrating the resignation of Governor Ricardo Rossello following